Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague of many years, Aaron Klein. Aaron Klein is a strategic advisor to the Prime Minister of the State of Israel, Bibi Netanyahu. And he's here to help me understand something I've witnessed and read of these last days that is profoundly puzzling. Reports of anti-Semitic conduct, incidents in New York City. Yes, I understand there are other places around the world recording similar events, but New York City, where Aaron and I are very comfortable. He went to school there. I've been there for, 50 years, for heaven's sakes, and I didn't ever think it would come to this. Aaron, the representation by those, by the hate speakers is that Israel attacked Gaza unprovoked, and that Israel is a brutal regime that in some fashion silences the truth. Let's begin with the origins of the conflict. What triggered it? Why did Hamas attack Israel? Good day to you.
Good day. Yeah, and before we get to the origins, I will say that I am deeply concerned about the blood libels that have been lobbed at Israel over the last week and a half of the conflict in Gaza. The blood libel for Israel defending itself against a terror group that is committing double war crimes, firing rockets at Israeli cities and firing rockets from civilian population zones. And because Israel defended itself, it was repeatedly smeared with totally anti-Semitic charges by people who, including by people who should know better, but they parroted Hamas propaganda. And so I do believe that that in part is fueling some of what we're seeing on the streets of New York and around the world with this wave of anti-Semitism. Now, getting to the origins of the conflict, actually speaking of Hamas propaganda and anti-Israel lies, there was much of that in the reporting on the origins of why Israel had to defend itself in Gaza over the last 2 weeks. For example, a lot of media outlets parroted Hamas claims that this was about some local real estate dispute in the eastern sections of Jerusalem, or that this was about a threat to the Al-Aqsa Mosque, which, you know, the Palestinians have recycled the age-old, tired, fictional threat to the Al-Aqsa Mosque. I'm surprised anyone even buys into it anymore. And yet serious media outlets reported that the origins of the conflict began with some of that. No, it didn't. The origins of the conflict began when Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas unilaterally decided to cancel next month's parliamentary elections. These were elections where Hamas was expected to do quite well. So rather than just sit back and let Abbas cancel their, you know, future base of power by doing well in these elections, Hamas took the time to instead instigate a conflict with Israel, thereby igniting the Palestinian street and positioning Hamas as sort of the so-called saviors of the Palestinian cause. And so in doing so, actually, it was Hamas that propagated these false claims. First, that this was about a specific real estate dispute in an area called Sheikh Jarrah. Well, you know, not to get into the nitty gritty of it, I know we don't have a lot of time, but the bottom line is that this is an area where Jews had lived until Arab pogroms forced them to leave. And this is an area, a housing complex that was being litigated in an Israeli court that is known, the Israeli court system is known to be very independent, very accurate, very fair, being litigated. And there are these kinds of cases in Israeli court all the time. So I don't think that this one case triggered anything. It was Abbas canceling the elections. And then you also had these claims of this non-existent mythical threat to the Al-Aqsa Mosque, or even reporting, again, by serious media outlets that Israel had stormed the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, which is not at all what happened. Actually, you had rioters who hold themselves up in the compound with rocks, Molotov cocktails, and other things to start a violent riot, which indeed they did, targeting Israelis. So Israel went in, and that's when Hamas fired rockets into Israel, including into Israel's capital, Jerusalem.
Aaron, I believe that what was fresh here, was never seen before, was firing rockets at Jerusalem. That was a shock to me when I read that story.
Yeah, it's a shock, but also it's clear that this is because Hamas is trying now to so-called liberate, quote unquote, Israel's capital, Jerusalem. Also, you know, in the past, Israel, by the way, has engaged in numerous negotiations with the Palestinians. The Palestinians rejected it, including on Jerusalem. But yes, Hamas fired rockets toward Jerusalem. Hamas fired rockets, over 4,000 rockets across the Israeli home front. Israelis had to run throughout the day, many times a day, into bomb shelters. Israelis were killed, were injured in this unprovoked Hamas terror rocket onslaught. And there's no nation in the world that would ever accept rockets being fired at its home front, at civilians, which is exactly what Hamas did. So Israel went in.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to the second incident that has mentioned in these anti-Semitic attacks. That's the so-called AP headquarters that was bombed by the Israeli forces to silence, I don't know, the accusation goes on. My memory of the 2014 conflict is Hamas is extremely skillful at using hospitals or places that are understood to be off limits to Israeli attacks, schools such as that, as a base for their headquarters. And my assumption is that's what they were doing with the journalism headquarters in that building.
Yeah, this was a terror tower. This was a jihad building. It wasn't an office building. This was a complex where Hamas deliberately stored weapons. They stored munitions. They were actually researching and developing weapons in this complex. It was a headquarters for gathering intelligence for attacks against Israelis. So Hamas planted themselves deliberately in a complex, also apparently housing the Associated Press and Al Jazeera and other civilians, as Hamas usually does. Yeah, I don't understand how the AP and Al Jazeera didn't know this, because the building was evacuated several times in the past. Israel had information on this building being used as a Hamas headquarters, but didn't attack the building or bomb the building in the past. This time, just look at, you know, what happened, and this exemplifies the false reporting. Israel goes to extreme lengths beyond anything that any other army in the world does to minimize civilian casualties. In this case, before they targeted this terror tower that housed journalists as human shields, they warned everybody in the building, phoned the people in the building, sent SMSs to the people in the building.
We have about a minute, Aaron. 1 minute.
Verified the building was completely empty, and then they took down this terror tower. So rather than being, you know, an attack against a civilian complex, what actually this shows is it's a perfect example of how Israel goes to extreme lengths to minimize civilian casualties. And it's an example of how to take out terror towers with zero civilian casualties. And yet Israel was criticized in such an unfair way that I think you're seeing some of the results of those blood libels on the streets now.
And the last 30 seconds, are you surprised by the anti-Semitism in New York? Does that shock you in Israel?
Well, it's very sad to see, and I think that those who spread this Hamas propaganda need to understand that those kinds of lies, those blood libels, have consequences.
Aaron Klein is strategic advisor to the Prime Minister of the State of Israel, Bibi Netanyahu. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.